This man told me, when you are dead, he says, then everything is dark, then you're finished. Nothing more afterwards. And I told him, well, I have a friend in Uganda, Malik Emmanuel Fadi is his name, and he told me a history of himself when he was a young man. How he was, it was a witch doctor who performed some witchcraft, and he was very sick, and actually he died. But he came to heaven in front of the throne of God, and he was had conversation with Jesus, I told him, and the Lord asked him if he would go back and tell his people the truth. So they were looking at me with big eyes, you know.
And I know they want testimony.
Yeah, but you know,
they want to hear the truth.
Speak the truth. This is no fantasy. You actually experienced this, Malika. It was a great testimony of that you told me, that you have shared on the internet about this time when you were 9 years, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
So that is a real thing that.
So were they so touched with the testimony?
Yeah. So they were listening to what I said, of course, but nobody said you are talking nonsense or you are talking fantasy. They listened, so that I'm glad for. But the Bible tells us that it's the Holy Spirit that shall bring conviction, that they make them believe firm. Our duty is just to speak the truth, and the Holy Spirit will work with us. We shall work with the Holy Spirit, or how shall I say it? And it can be a chance that they can come to this belief that is from heaven, according to the Word of God. You know, today many people are speaking out of their own fantasy. Things that are not mentioned in the Bible, or a gospel that was not mentioned by those men of God in the past days.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that the Lord is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Have he suddenly changed his mind? Is he suddenly meaning something else? No, he's not.
No.
The Lord is the same, yesterday, today, and forever, I mean. He is the same.
Mm.
He's not changing.
Yeah, that is true.
And people say, yeah, but times are changing. We have to adapt to the people today. We have to adapt to this time. Where is that mentioned in the Bible? Where is it mentioned in the Bible that it's okay to say something else and teach something else than it's written in the Bible? You know, the Bible is it's so strong that only reading this Bible, these words, change us when we take time to do it. So, they are not ordinary words. You can read another book. It can give you an impression of something. It can be something that is interesting. But the Bible is very special. You can read it many times and don't get bored. Many other books, you read it one time, then you're bored. I know the story, I don't want to read it one more time. But the Bible is completely special. It is living words from God. It's God speaking to us through the Bible. I know, Malika, you have many times, when you had obstacles, things like that, or have it could be some boring message or something. When we then go to the Word of God and seek His advice and see, Lord, I need a word from you. And it can be just a line or a couple of words, but those words speak to our inner person. And those words bring such a power and such a breakthrough Just a few words from God can do that. That is so special with the Bible. Many people say, I don't understand anything when I read it.
Yeah.
They can start in John, example. Start to read in John. That's a good advice.
You know, actually, the truth is, when we are talking about the Word of God, really, the Word of God is life. We are hearing a lot of words. We are reading newspapers, we are reading magazines. People are ever on the internet searching for the true Word, searching for the those words concerning the problems they're having. And they end up failing because they don't have, they don't know where the true Word is. And you find that the devil has blinded them. The devil can't allow them to see where the truth is. Hence, showing them all the routes is own routes, like internet. People think that on the marriage, to work on their marriage or problems in their marriage will be solved by pornography. So they end up going there. So many people have invested their own time, investing money in buying novels, buying books, whereby those books have not brought life to them. But the moment God ends up seeing them and their eyes are open, and they find the truth, and that is God is Word.
Yeah.
The truth is actually their life will never remain the same.
Mm.
And what is the Word? The Word of God is Jesus himself, because at the creation was there. This is the reason why that the Word of God is a light to our feet. So many people don't know the right direction where to take. They're having questions. They're having wounds. They're sick and they're doubting and they have big burdens at heart. You find a man driving a good car, but the truth is he has not yet found life. Some people are so rich to an extent of buying big land or buying or doing anything they would need. But they have reached an end. They have reached somewhere whereby they can never in life find the true love, the true life where it is. One president in Uganda, one president in Africa, and this president was from our neighboring country called Zaire. He was so rich. He was the second, he was the second richest president on the continent of Africa. He had all. He had brains. He had a lot. He used a lot of gold from this country. You know, actually, on this continent of Africa, we have one country which has a lot of gold, that is Zaire. So this man, time reached, whereby he fell sick. He had no one to help him. He reached an extent to tell all doctors that if it's possible to get someone who can give him life, because he was on the brink of life, of dying, and he was ready to give a half of his riches to someone who would give him life. This man was suffering from cancer. But time, they told him, no one on earth gives life unless you accept the Son of God, that is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The man refused. The man refused to accept Jesus. The man refused to accept the truth. Hence, you find that he died without life. He died without knowing the truth. Though he was so rich, he had a golden house. You would enter his house, the walls are built by God. That he saw was full of pain. He had no peace at all. So actually, so many people don't have peace. In the world today, there is no peace. in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The peace is in the truth of the God's word. This is the reason why I thank God. God has given us a division. We give out Bibles, but the testimonies I'm hearing of Bibles, oh, sometimes it can make you to cry. Pastors call you, telling you what God is doing in their lives, God is doing in their ministries, what God is doing in the church members. When you give the Bibles, I give glory. One man who accepted Jesus and we gave him the Bible, right now is one of the greatest preachers
yeah.
of the gospel, winning souls into the kingdom
yeah.
using this small Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at that, we had to plant one seed of a Bible to one new soul. And now this new soul is bringing in many souls into God's kingdom. So really, acts of God is so great. And God is so amusing because he does things in a way where man even can't think. So really, I'm so grateful, Axel.
Yeah.
Because we have known the truth. But though we have known the truth, I know God will give us more strength to reach the world with the truth. And thank you very much for doing this great work on the swimming pool. God sees, and God will bless you. And it's God who bless Timmy. Because as you preach the gospel to these rich guys, rich men and women on the swimming pool, I know one day they will sit down and they will say, one man called Axel, the truth to me. Why can't I come back to God? And I know that soul, because that soul will come to God.
Yeah.
Because you have done your of planting a seed, and now God is the one to water the seed, and the seed will germinate in Jesus' name.
Malika, in the Revelation,
yes.
chapter 22,
Amen.
You know, we were talking about the Word of God. This is very serious if people are using the Word of God in a wrong way. If they use it to manipulate, it's very serious. You know, the Bible tells us in the last days there will come teachers that want to scratch people in their ears. They want to tell them fantasies to listen to. That is so sweet and so nice for the flesh. But you know, we have to be very, as you said, Malika, the Word of God is a light for our path. It's a lamp for our path and light for our... What is this word in English? You know, when I try to translate. Dit ord lyser for my foot, it lyser for my steed. Your word is a light for my feet, lamp for my feet, and a light for my path.
Yes.
And say that.
Yeah.
So, the world is in darkness. The only true light that can lead us home is Jesus. It is the Word of God. There is no other way to be saved. You know, some say, it's not so important this. We have the grace, so you don't have to ask for forgiveness even. You can just do as you are saved anyway, because you have said yes to Jesus. So today there are many different doctrines that are not in the Bible. But as we read the Bible warns us of those who try to take away something from the gospel to adapt it so it will be more suitable for them to use it as they want to do it. The Bible tells us in the Revelation chapter 22, in verse 18, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add that person to the pledge described in this scroll. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll or prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. So, what I think, Malika, is that we that preach the word of God, we need to take this serious and be sure that what we teach is the same gospel as the old servants of God did, like John, like Peter, like Paul, and those men. The gospel of Christ. Be sure to have the gospel of Christ. It says that we need to confess our sins to God, and then He is righteous and forgives us all our sins and trespasses and everything, as we confess this to the Lord. So, and it also says that it's a narrow way that lead to heaven. But it's not so narrow that you have to struggle all the way. That's not the meaning. But what it means is, it's not this wide way that many goes on. It is actually a not so wide way. It's a path. But this path is getting lighter and lighter and lighter as you walk on this path. You will understand more and more and more, and you will see things in the correct way, more and more and more revelation as time goes. And the Bible tells us that Paul told this young man, he said to him, I'll try to translate it from Norwegian. I do my best. He told this man to take care of his own life, to stand in the faith, remember what he had been taught, and not only speaking the word of God, but do his best to live in it, as what told him. And as he was meditating of the word of God, yes, and meditating of the be having this teaching of Christ that is in the Bible, as he would protect this and keep it in his heart, then he would save himself and all the people listening to him. So, because one of those things in the end time that will come, it will come many false prophets, the Bible tells us. But
yeah, that's true.
That is why we need our Bible to read it, and we need to see, is this correct? We need to check what is said with the Bible of God, with the Word of God. If something is there that you don't find in the Bible, we are not to accept it as a truth. We need to have the Word of God. That is our foundation. We cannot build a house without this foundation. It will be destroyed. It will be a great fall too when it's built up. Because Paul said, everyone, I've been making a good foundation, he said, like a wise building master. But everyone that's going to keep building on this has to check and see what materials he's using. If it's good materials that the Lord has given us, this building will stand the fire test. But if we use materials that are not good, they will burn up, the reward will not be so great, but the people will be saved, the soul will be saved, but much of the reward that could be given will not come. Because of it has to be purified by the fire of God. This gold from Jesus. Jesus says, I advise you to buy this gold for me, he says, that is been in the fire. This is good building materials. This is the truth. This is the old gospel. This is the gospel that is the true gospel. And that is Jesus. He is the Word of God.
Yeah, that is true, my dear brother.
Yeah. I try my best, my friend, to translate English.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody bear over with me. I try my best.
Yeah, that is true. What you're doing is a great work, and may God bless you. My dear brother Axel, what you're talking about, it's what really is going on all over the world and all over Uganda, all over Africa. There is a gospel twisting. A gospel twisting is when some people, some men of God, because of their aims of getting money, of getting what they want, they try to add more words on the scriptures of God. And yet the Bible has told us in Revelation,
yes, 22:18,
that is chapter 22,
yeah,
that we shouldn't add any word upon these scriptures.
Yes.
Reason why? These words are not man's words. These words are God's words. This is why he says that I exalt my word above my name.
Yeah.
God sees his word as God. God sees his word above everything. God knows that without this true word, the world wouldn't have been there.
Mm.
Axel wouldn't have been there.
Yes.
Human beings wouldn't have been there. Animals we see, mountains, hills, rivers, lakes wouldn't have been there. But because of this word, God knew that each word is power. His word creates. He can say, from today, I want this mountain to be removed. That is his word. So, the devil, the devil has never been in heaven. And the devil knows the truth. He knows that God's word is the truth, the only truth.
Yes.
And the devil's work is to continuously blind man, blind the church, blind the ministers of the gospel, not to know the truth. When we look at Jesus' ministry, Jesus taught, Jesus spent much time in teaching. What was he teaching? He was teaching the truth. He wanted the disciples to know the truth. Look here, Jesus was in the temple. The Bible says he opened up the scriptures. When he opened up the scriptures, he was so young by then.
Yeah.
By then he had not started the ministry. But when he opened up the scriptures, he read that the Spirit of God is upon me.
Yeah.
He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. The Bible says the Pharisees, the priests, and all those people were in the temple were so amused.
Yes.
They were so mad. Remember, these people used to preach on the same scripture. They used to preach on the same lines in the same book. But when Jesus came, Jesus spoke it, and so many people were touched. Now, the way our Jesus teaches is not the way as other people teach. This is the reason why Jesus is calling us back to preach the truth, to preach as he preaches, to talk as he talks. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, I think it's verse 8, that never allowed, God was speaking to Joshua, never allow these words to be out of your mouth. Think about them. Deaf and bad. God did tell Joshua to think about the food he eats. He did tell about Joshua to look at his kingdom or to look at his army. But God told him
ever think about, meditate upon these words. Why? There is an element. There is supernatural power in these words. This is the Word of God. When you think about the Word of God, when you meditate upon the Word of God, you get life, you are healed diseases, you will never get stress, you will be able to overcome all problems because of God's
Word.
Now, the ministers of the gospel, because they want money, they want good cars, they want mountains, they want big and nice buildings, instead of waiting upon God, instead of continuing with the truth, they are being diverted by the devil. Whereby, to them, they are twisting God's word. They are trying to twist it in order to snatch money, in order to steal money, to steal property. Yeah. That's, I'm sorry to use it, to say stealing. But in order to get things in an image of God's word, in order to satisfy their lives. And hence, people, the Church of God has remained suffering. It hasn't known the truth. This is the reason why the Bible says there were two men in the Bible.
Yeah.
One built a house on the sand, another one built a house on the rock. The rock is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is the Word of God. We should build our faith. We should build our life on the rock that is the Word of God. And we shouldn't build our church or our lives on the sand. Because when you build a house on the sand, when the wind blows, the house will fall down and will break. But when the house is built on the rock, that is Jesus Christ, that those are the words which Jesus gave to Peter. Jesus told Peter, on this rock I'll build my church. The devil hates people who build the church on the rock. The devil hates people who read the Word of God. Reason why? The devil knows when action was the truth. Action will never be defeated. Jesus, in Luke chapter 4, the Bible says that Jesus overcame the devil because he had the Word of God.
Yes.
The Bible doesn't say that Jesus overcame the devil because he was fasting or he was praying. No. Jesus had the Word of God.
Yeah.
That's why the devil came with his own words. And Jesus also overcame those words of the devil by the Word of God he had.
Yeah.
Today, people are suffering. Today, the Church of Christ is suffering because it is listening to twisting, manipulating words from the devil. They have good smell. They are so sweet to hear. But when they lead someone to destruction. So, God is telling us, we men of God, who have known the truth, to come back and preach the truth to his people, because God wants his people to come back to know the truth in Jesus' name.
And I want to say one thing. There can be a person that are listening here now, and maybe he have this thought that actually this word is meeting me today. I've not been speaking as I should. Then I want to say, as we come to God and confess it to God, He's willing to forgive us. He's willing to cleanse us from all the sin and make something new in our lives. You know, the one of the big problems of Judas was that he went away. He did not come to Jesus. That was one of the great problems here. When he had done this thing,
that is true.
He had this feeling he could not come to Jesus. He felt, oh, what have I done? He could not bear it. He was so heavy. But if he had come to Jesus and asked for forgiveness, it would have been forgiven him. I am very sure of it. So, the big problem many times is that people don't come to Jesus because they feel they are not, they have done much wrong, and it's very tough to come to him then. You know, the Bible tells us in the one of the places Jesus was, not many miracles happened there. Why was that? Wasn't Jesus able to do miracles? Yes, he was. So what was the big problem? One of the big problems there, it was that they did not, you know, they said, he is the son of the man making furniture. He is not the, he's just an ordinary man. So the big problem they had were their mindset and what they were speaking out doubt, speaking out confession that was not good at all. Hadn't they seen people lamb walk? Hadn't they seen blind come with testimony of they were healed? Everybody that came to Jesus was healed. However, what sickness it was, whatever problem it was, they were healed, all of them. The Bible tells us Jesus healed all the diseases, all the things that was people was having problem with. And actually also says in this King James Version that many insane people were healed. We also remember this man that was beating himself with stones and was staying with the graves, and he was naked. And they had many times tried to tie him up with the chains even, but he broke the chains like nothing because of those unclean spirits that have possessed him. But as when Jesus came, this man was set free. And he was, when people saw him, he was completely with his good mind. He was totally healed in his mind too. So we see, nothing is impossible for God. But the big problem here, those people did not come to the Lord. So then, it was not so easy for the Lord to help them. So, if we come to the Lord, he will, as we confess it, he will forgive us. And we can take a new path. A path that will change everything. And then blessings will come. Blessings will come. But if we choose another way that is not good, things will dry up like the desert. It will not bear good fruits. It will dry up. And it will be like a snake that bites. It has poison. And when time goes, the poison kicks in. And then it's very serious. Then it tries to take your life. So, this word here today is, there is grace from God as we come to him. He will not turn us away. He will say, come to me, come to me and I will forgive. Because he is not the man to lie. He is God. And this word says, as we confess our sins to the Lord, he will forgive us and cleanse us in his blood. And then our conscience will be clean. And perhaps we have to ask for forgiveness for some people. Perhaps we have to pay them back some money if we can. If we are able to do it, we must do it. And do our best to fix things as good as we can. That is a good way to go. So, so this word here today, Malika, is that there is hope. As we call upon the name of Jesus, even if we have done not good things here, even if somebody fall into this ditch here of speaking a gospel that was not correct. As long as it stay, as long as we are alive, we can come to God and ask for forgiveness, and we will be forgiven, and we can change our ways. And don't choose that other path, but start walking with Christ and speak the truth and only the truth. Then blessing will come. Then, you know this word, Malika, in the Psalm 1? The one that is planted with a river, this beautiful tree, that always have green, always have green leaves. It's not drying out. No, it is blessed by God. And God is blessing His word as we do things after what He has said to us. Obedience is very important.
My dear brother, that is true, because what I've come to know, the more you trust in God is well, you are trusting Jesus. You are allowing Jesus to rule your life. You can never dry up. No, you can't dry up.
Amen.
Because of the power in God's word. Your sickness will never take you away. Your sickness can never stand where the word of God is. And the problems you have, the pain you have, the moment you trust in God's word, I'm telling you, the truth is you'll be totally healed.
Amen.
And not only that, but the problems, all the problems you are having, no one can solve those problems. But it's the word of God that can solve those problems.
Yes.
And the word of God is Jesus Christ. Just allow Him. Just open up that heart. You have a small heart. But I know that heart has got a small door. I know your heart has been opened to your husband, to your children, to other people to enter in that heart.
Yeah.
But one thing I know, at least I know you have closed this heart and you don't want to open it again. But get those keys of your heart. Open the heart the last time. And test Jesus. Allow Jesus to enter your heart. Allow the word of God to enter your heart.
Amen.
I'm telling you, every problem that has been inside that house of your heart will never stand when Jesus enters the heart. Number one, you'll get peace. Number two, the problems will be solved. Number three, you'll be redeemed. Number four, you'll be forgiven. Number five, eternity belongs to you. Number six, you'll be a new creature.
Mm.
People will never understand you again because you are a new creature. Spiritually, you'll be a new baby, born baby. That's why when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this wonderful day, your life will never remain the same. Remember, today is at the door of your heart knocking. It's seriously knocking. It can't break the door like a thief. It is you to use the keys of your heart to open the door of your heart, and He will enter. Amen. And your life will never remain the same again.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.